This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Fidel Castro will be 84 on Friday. It's been nearly 4 years since he turned over Cuba's leadership to his younger brother Raul, withdrawing from public view after undergoing emergency surgery. Now he's back, making almost daily appearances on Cuban television and still throwing political curveballs. Nick Miroff reports from Havana.
Fidel Castro is convinced that U.S. and Israeli tensions with Iran are driving the world toward nuclear war, and he wants everyone to know it, so he's been talking about the subject all over town, even during a recent visit to the Havana Aquarium. Over the weekend, he convened a special session of Cuba's parliament, urging President Obama to stave off Armageddon. Obama won't give the order to attack if we persuade him not to, Castro told the audience. A lot of people are with us in the effort. We're here to make our contribution. Castro walked with the help of an aide, but he was expressive and alert when he spoke, banging the podium for emphasis and animating his ideas with his huge hands. The 11-minute speech was uncharacteristically short, and in the question period that followed, he referred to the Russians as Soviets and called their country the USSR. But for the most part, he seemed sharp for a man of his age. He even got in a few licks against old foes in Washington that he's long outlived. What's going to happen to this world? Castro asked rhetorically. The empire is coming to an end, and making war is no longer a way for the empire to sustain itself. At least Obama isn't Nixon, who was a cynic, because the United States has had presidents who were either cynics or ignorant fools, like Reagan, Castro added. The delegates in the vast assembly hall mostly took turns praising Castro's return and his improved health. Like many Cubans, they seemed to treat him as a grandfatherly figure, cheering him on and smiling through his grim warnings of apocalypse.
Viva nuestro comandante en jefe. Viva. Viva la patria. Viva. Viva nuestra revolución.
The Castro family has Cuba watchers puzzled these days, wondering which brother is really calling the shots. So far, Fidel has avoided commenting on the island's domestic concerns, holding forth instead on foreign matters like global warming, the Obama presidency, and now atomic warfare. Miriam Leyva is a former Cuban diplomat who's now a dissident writer and activist in Havana.
He has determined the life of Cubans and all that is going on in Cuba for almost 50 years, so he can't be away from that. It's incredible what he's using. He wants to preserve humanity from a third world war. And in 1962, Fidel Castro put the world at the verge of a third world war.
Unlike Leyva, most Cubans today were born after the Cuban Missile Crisis, and Castro rule is all they know. Leyva thinks most Cubans are wary of Fidel's return, concerned that he'll further delay his brother's slow-moving economic reforms. As usual, though, it's hard to gauge how Cubans really feel. On summer nights, entire families come here to Havana's Malecón seawall, drink rum, hear music, and escape their sweltering apartments. Few care to talk about politics, but Ramon Gonzalez, an electrical engineer, said seeing Castro on TV again just seemed like a return to normalcy. Gonzalez said that even though Cubans haven't seen Castro in years, he's doing the same things he did before, even though now he's supposedly no longer running the country. Gonzalez said he thinks Castro is regaining the same influence he used to have. Castro has also reemerged in time to do some book promotion. His 833-page memoir, The Strategic Victory, is coming out this month, chronicling his childhood and his rebel army's rise to power in the late 1950s, and he's already working on a second volume. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.